Blog Talk Radio.
He's a long time gone. Yes, he is. Oh, he's a long time gone. Yes, he is. He may not call when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's a long time gone. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries with your minister and host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. The second half of the hour of power. Amen. I do hope and pray that you tuned in to the first half of the hour of power with Prophetess Martha. Amen. The prophetic corner. Amen. An all-time word. Amen. From the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's an all-time God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It don't matter what you need. He's always on time. He's never late, and he's never early, but he's always on time because he's an all-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. We thank God for all that he has done. This is truly a day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. He's on time. Yes, he's on time. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word, oh God. Oh, Father, the word that heals, the word that delivers, the word that sets free, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we pray right now that somebody's soul be saved, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, heal your people, oh God. Heal every area in their lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, have mercy upon the souls of your people. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, touch, heal the minds, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, let them know that you're there with them, oh Father. No matter what they're going through, Father God, let them know that you're there, that you will never leave them alone, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for the lost souls all over this world, oh God. Oh God, we pray that they'll come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for your word. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you sent your only son, that whosoever believes in him shall have life and shall not perish. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that you're a merciful God, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, that a soul is saved in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for calling them out of that crack house right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray right now that you'll take that taste out of their mouth right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that they'll never go to another crack house again as long as they live, oh, God. Oh, God, that they change their lives and live for Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for this soul, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for that healing, God. Heal the mind, that they'll have a new way of thinking, God, a new way of walking, a new way of talking, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that you're on time, God. You're never too late, and you're never too early, God. Oh, God, we praise you right now for your word, that go forth, let it go forth through the airways, Father, with power and authority and clarity in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let them be a hearer of your word, oh, God, but not only just a hearer, God, but let them be a doer of your word, oh, God, because it's the word of God that they need. It's the word of God that will heal them. It's the word of God that will set them free. It's the word of God that will break every chain off of their life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray that every person under the sound of my voice, oh, Lord, whatever they are needing, oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that every need shall be supplied. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, send what they need, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are a supernatural God, oh, God. You are a God of miracles. You are a God of healing. You are a God of deliverance. Oh, God, you can step in right now, God, if they will just lie with you, if they will just call on your name and say that I need you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hear him, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus. While you still yet have time, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, for he will save you. Come to Jesus while you yet have time. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the souls, the souls, the souls, the souls, the souls, the souls, the souls that are dying in the sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that dying in the sin, that need a shepherd, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus. While you see a half time, you're looking and you're seeking, but you're looking in the wrong place to seek Jesus today. Choose the day when you will serve, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. While you yet have time, well, the Son of Man is still in retirement. You got to know Jesus for yourself. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that they can't rest. Oh, hallelujah, that they can't rest. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal, Lord, heal, Lord, heal, Lord, heal, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send it far that you might have life in him. Oh, glory to God. Come out of the world of sin. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. We pray that you come out while you still have time. Don't let the devil hold you down and see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You call on his name. Hallelujah to Jesus. We all have fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came that you might have life, that you could come from death to life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able to do all things. We know that you're able to deliver because it was the blood of Jesus that was shed for many. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We pray, we pray, we pray for the lost souls all over this world to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus while you yet have time, we pray. We pray that you will come to Jesus and come out of the world of sin. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. As long as you got breath in your body, it's not too late. You don't want to close your eyes and do not know Jesus and have not given your life to him. You got to confess to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray for all the lost souls of God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come out of the world of sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. The word will be coming and the message will be coming from Luke today. Amen. Glory to God. Luke, the 12th chapter. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the chapter in entirety, read the chapter before and the chapter after, amen, so that God can speak to you with his word, because see, you hear the voice of truth. You hear God speak. You know, he still speaks. His spirit still speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks with power, but you got to read the word, hallelujah, so that you can hear him speak to you, amen, glory to God. If you really want to come out of what you're coming, that you, whatever you're in, it's the word that's going to keep you. It's the word that's going to bring you out, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus, and you got to have faith. Glory to God, glory to God. I'm going to start reading Luke, the 12th chapter, at verse number 29. Amen. And the word of God reads, "And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind." Amen. "For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that ye have need of these things." And verse 31, which is our key scripture, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. Glory to God. The title of our message today will be, put God first. When it says, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God," that means, in simple words, it simply means put your trust in God, put him first in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to put God first in our life. Hallelujah. 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 Because times are going to get hard, and we're going to need Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Put God first. Oftentimes in our lives, God is not first in our lives. Everything else is first in our lives but God. We allow other things to be first in our lives, amen? But we don't put God first in our lives. So when we put God first in our lives, it deals with our faith. It simply means that if I'm going to put God first in my life, hallelujah, Jesus, my faith, hallelujah, must be activated in me to put God first, because when I put God first, hallelujah, to Jesus, that means I trust him. That means I got confidence in him to do what he said he would do for me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. So when we tell God that we put him first, that means I believe. I believe that God can. I believe that God will. I believe that God is able to do all things. Hallelujah to Jesus. I believe that he can. When I put my trust in God and when I believe and I keep my faith in God, God is first in my life. How do I know that God is first in my life, how I live my life before others? Do I really believe? Do I really believe? Because my faith tells me that when I put God first in my life, in other words, I'm making God my everything in my life. I'm making him everything. So whatever's going on around me, my situation, whatever it may be, what I don't have, what I may need, what people may be saying about me, what's going on in my life, what's going on in my relationship, it ain't got nothing to do with what God is going to do for me in my life, because I have already put God first. So we got to put God first in our life. He got to be our first, our last, and our everything in our life. God cannot be number two, number three, number four, number five, and number six in our life. God has got to be first. We got to put him first and let him be in control of our lives. We got to let him guide and direct us in our lives. So when we put God first, money can't be first in our life. Hallelujah to Jesus. That thing called money. Everybody wants it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And some people will do anything to get it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But money can't be first in your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, we have to have money in order to live. We have to have money. We have to have money to bless others, to bless other ministry, not just our ministry, but we got to bless other people. Amen. Glory to God. People will put money before they put money before God. Hallelujah, Jesus. As long as they got money in the bank, they ain't going to call no one for nothing. They're going to run to the bank for that nickel and the dime that they got in the bank, because they got more trust in that money. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, than they got in God. They put the money before God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Money. We can't put our children. We can't put our jobs. We can't put none of these things first. God must be first in our lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because them same children might turn against you. That same husband that you love may be the same one that's doing all manner of evilness against you. That husband or that wife. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because we don't put them first in our lives. When we know that God needs to be first in our lives, he has got to be first. He's got to be the beginning, glory to God, in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's got to be the start. And when we allow him to do these things in our life, he's the only time gone. Whatever we need, everything that we need is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What we need is in him. Glory to God. For he is an awesome God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Whatever we need is in God. Hallelujah. So there's no need to worry. That's why Jesus said in verse 22 of the chapter, he was talking to the disciples. He was telling them, don't worry about it. In other words, I'm paraphrasing. Don't worry about the things of life. Don't worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worry about the soul. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because all of the material things of the world are going to pass away. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you're going to worry. Why pray? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. How you going to put God first and then you worry? He said there's no need to worry when I'm first in your life. He owns everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put God first in your life. Hallelujah. And you won't have no need to worry. Because he's a provider. He's a deliverer. And he's a healer. Because I have put God first in my life, my healing comes. Now, many people don't know the way on God's timing. But when you put your trust in God and when you put your faith faith in God, and when you put God first, I may have to wait 2 or 3 years for that healing to come. I might have to wait 2 or 3 years before I get that husband or the wife that God has for me, but I got to wait. Because many times when we make decisions and we have not put God first and we have not seek the things of the kingdom, we'll get stuff that God ain't ordained for us to have. It's not in his will. Well, he allows it, and we keep stumbling over that again. We keep praying for it, and he keeps going. Seek the kingdom of God first, meaning putting God first. And all of these things, what is that? All of these things will be added unto you. You'll have a house. You'll have a car. It may not be a mansion, but you'll have a house. Oh, hallelujah. Do you hear what I say now? Okay, you may be looking for a husband. Oh, hallelujah. You may have one that you see that you want, but God done said no, but you still want it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you got to put God first because he will never give you anything that's going to cause you pain and sorrow. It ain't from God. But see, when you put your trust in God, I'm going to wait. I may want it right now, but God is telling me, no, it's not time. When we put our faith in God, we got to wait on God for God to move. Our faith has got to move. We got to move and get ready for what God said for us to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we have got to move in our faith, hallelujah, to tell God, I trust you. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where it's coming from, but I trust you because you're first in my life. Because, see, I know when I got God, I'm talking about me now. I know that when I put God first in my life, something that I needed came 4 years later. But when it came, oh, hallelujah, I didn't have to pay a dime for it. It came to me in my hand. Now, that's when God is moving. God is an on-time God. Now, I thought that I needed it right then. No, I didn't. I needed what God had ordained for me to have it. When the time and the season came for me to have it, then God brought it forth. But I had to keep my faith, and I had to put him first in my life. I had to let everything else go. I love my children, but I had to let them go. I had to let all that stuff go. Hallelujah. I got to depend on God, because there's going to be a time. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to know God. It's going to come a time. And you got to know the Son of God. You're going to have to know him. And you're going to have to put your faith. You're going to have to trust him. You're going to have confidence in him to know that God is able to do just what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because all the time, we got that other stuff. The stuff that the world says is American dream. Hallelujah to Jesus. That we got to have. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God's going to give you what you need. He might not give you all your wants, but he said, I'm going to apply what you need, but you got to put me first in your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. So there's no need to worry when you got faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I got to be obedient. I got to be obedient. When I put God first in my life, I got to be obedient to what he said, because he said if I can feed the ravens, in other words, the birds, he said they don't throw up nothing. They ain't sowing anything, but yet they're fed every day. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's what he's telling us, don't worry about a thing, because he got it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. In due time and due season, God will bring forth what he had for you, but he got to be first. You got to be real when it comes to God. It's time out for playing. You got to be real. He's coming back for a real church. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we would just put the Lord first in our life and everything that we do, we'll put it first in our life, our finances, and our marriages, and our job, and our future, and our relationship. If we would put him first, everything else come after that. God first. Because he knows. He knows what you need already before you even ask him for. He already knows. And he has a day and a time that is going to come to pass. Hallelujah to Jesus. If he can let the birds fall, they ain't going to let you fall. He said, my seed ain't going to be begging for bread. You ain't got to beg nobody for nothing. Not when you are a child of living God. You ain't got to beg nobody for nothing. Because he said, I will supply everything that you need, but you got to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. You got to be living for God. You got to live a righteous God. You got to live a righteous life before God. You can't be living in any kind of way. On Sunday morning, you know Jesus. And on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you are partying with the devil. You can't serve two gods. The devil can't be first during the week and then God first on Sunday. You can't do that during God. Thank you, Jesus. You can't do that. You're going to either love one or hate the other one. But you can't put the devil first, the first of the week, and then going to put God first on Sunday. Glory to God. Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. Doing everything. You're big enough and bad enough to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. Woo! Jesus, put God first. You know what? You put God first, that means I'm coming out of sin. You know why God ain't first in a lot of people's lives? It's because they don't want to come out of sin. Because they feel like if I got to come out of sin, I ain't going to have a good time. If I got to come out of sin. But you can have a good, a Holy Ghost good time with the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. And have life. Woo! Life will be in everything that you do, everything you touch. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you're going to put God first and God's going to be in control of your life, you won't have to come out of the world and sin. Because God do not dwell in unclean places. And if you're living in sin and doing everything you want to do, hallelujah to Jesus. Sin kills. It kills the soul. And to put God first, you got to let all that stuff go. That means you may have to let go of some people that keep bringing all that stuff to you, that keep bringing you them drugs, that keep bringing you that alcohol, those that are bringing you all of those things that the world said that you got to have. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we look at some of the lives of people's lives, and they got plenty of money. That money's something else. Hallelujah. Got plenty of money, but they ain't healed in the body. They got plenty of money, they can buy anything that they want, but they ain't got no love, no peace, no joy, no happiness. Because, see, that comes in Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. That love, that peace, and that joy is in Christ. You can buy what you want to buy. And you can buy, you can have all kinds of cars. You can have the biggest house. You can have a house that got 10 bedrooms. The 10 bedrooms, well, of course, you can't sleep in but one bedroom. You can't take a shower but in one day. Right? Hallelujah. You can have all of those things, but not be happy. You're inside of you, there's a darkness there. You got all the money. Yeah, you got it. But you got no peace. You ain't got people around you that truly love you. They're there for the money. Glory to God. But if we'll put God first, hallelujah to Jesus. And we will just put him first in our lives and have faith to make him our everything in our lives, everything is going to be all right. I can promise you that it will. Because I've seen it work in my life. I'm a living witness that when you put God first, things will line up in your life. You got to have the word, hallelujah. You got to have folks around you that has the same faith and believe in Jesus Christ. You got to believe. You got to confess with your mouth. Hallelujah, that Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, you got to give that stuff up. Hallelujah to Jesus. I got to change my life. And I'm going to put him first. I'm coming out of this sin. I'm not going over to Jody's house no more. I'm not going to sleep around with that man's wife no more. I'm not going to mess with that woman's husband no more. I'm not going to be stealing no more. I'm going to stop stealing from my job. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm going to stop doing all those things. I'm going to stop lying. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm going to stop stealing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to stop doing all those things because I'm going to change my life and live for Jesus. But in order for me to do that, I got to put God first. He's got to be first. He's got to be first in everything that we do. Hallelujah. And when we put him first, everything in our lives will begin to change. He will supply everything you need if you'll make him your source. If you'll let him be your source and stop worrying about the job. If you lose that job, God will give you another job. That means he got something better for you. But you got to put him first. You got to let him be in control of your life so that he can guide it. Because he'll tell you where to go and what not to go. Where to go and where not to go. He will lead you. He'll tell you something ain't right about that woman. He'll tell you that something not right about that man. He'll say, and then as you begin, when you start getting in this word, hallelujah, Jesus, he'll show it to you. Hallelujah. But you've got to have a relationship with him. Hallelujah. Because it's all about relationship with him and knowing him. Hallelujah. And putting him first in everything that you do, because he is a God that is able to supply. That's why he said, don't worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because it's already in his hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because God says that if I can clothe the grass, which is today in the field, tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more that he will clothe you, all ye a little faith? That's another question. Huh. Do you have enough faith to put God first in your life? That's just a question. That's just a thought. Do you have enough faith to just leave it to God and leave it alone? You know, he told us to cast all our cares upon him. Just leave it there to come. Hallelujah. But do you have faith? He said, oh, ye a little faith. I mean, in other words, he said, on the scripture says, about being doubtful minded. And when we think, well, one day, I think God might can do it. He may do it. What if? Do you have a what if in your mind? You can't have no what if when it comes to God being first in your life. You got to believe what nobody else believes. And that comes by building your faith in the word of God and allow God to show himself to you and reveal himself to you so that you will know, hallelujah, that God is able to do all things. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. He will supply everything that you need if you would just put him first in your life. If you would just put him first in your life. That would be the greatest thing that you could ever do for your life. And then you allow others to see your faith, hallelujah, and how you put God first. Because I have had many people to tell me, because some of them know the situation that I was in, you know, and I had to give God credit for all things, because I know that was not I that did it. It was God that delivered me from that, because I decided, hallelujah, to put God first in my life. So put God first in your life. If you don't hear anything else I said today, hallelujah, put God first in your life. Seek the things of the kingdom first, and all those other things will be added unto you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We don't like closing out the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know him, say this prayer, hallelujah. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, amen. Inbox me there, okay. In the name of Jesus, and let me know that you have given your life to Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Put God first in your life, and it starts with your faith. Amen. Glory to God. I want to remind you of Tuesday night show, one word from the Lord with my leader, Prophet Yvonne A. Rao. Amen. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. And don't forget to tune in Saturday with Elder Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Without Walls Worldwide Ministry at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have got to get out of here now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to resist you, follow before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Put God first. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let him be in control of your life. Have a great week. Amen.